Okay, we now convene the July 11, 2017 special magistrate proceedings for the city of Daytona Beach. At the outset, I have reviewed and with one correction have approved the June 13, 2017 minutes. Do we have any announcements we make before we start with this morning's agenda?
No, sir, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, all those representatives for the city of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings. Please step forward and be sworn.
We got to figure this thing out someday.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
What's that, sir?
All right. With that, we'll proceed directly to our agenda. Case number one is in compliance. Case number two, Craig Carter. Is there anyone here for the respondent?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Kyla Carter.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. This matter is here for the determination of a compliance date, so let's hear from the city first as far as their recommendation with regard to a compliance date.
Good morning, Mr. Vakelja. The staff has said that she has obtained a quitclaim deed, and now she is in the process of evicting the tenants, and we want to order amended for September cutoff.
Okay, what say the respondent?
You can stand up to the microphone, please.
That's right.
Yes, that seems reasonable.
Thank you. All right, I'm sorry, what now?
That does seem reasonable, yes.
Okay. And with that, we will order the respondent to come into compliance by September 6, 2017, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And if you start running up short on time, this is a lengthy list of things to do, let your inspector know the status of stuff. That'll help you considerably.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Case number three, Vernal Johnson and Patricia Roper. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Good morning, Mr. Vakelja. Again, Arthur Huggins, Assistant City Attorney, appearing on behalf of the city. And staff recommends imposition of fine for $150 per day until it reaches $15,000.
Have we had any communication with the respondent at all?
Good morning, sir. Jerome McCoy, code inspector with the city. Credentials on file. I had some communication with the owners. However, the work that was to be done inside the place, I wasn't able to inspect it. From the last time that we came here, they had only a few items that needed to be done inside the place, but I haven't been able to get back in. They was actually scheduled for a rental inspection because they applied for the rental license, but when I went in to when I went to the property to conduct the inspection for the rental license, I got turned away by either the tenant wasn't there, or the tenant that was there, they said that they received a letter from the owner of refusal for an inspection. So I wasn't able to get inside.
And this is an occupied property?
Yes, sir.
Got a tenant in there?
It's a tenant.
Presumably paying rent?
Yes, sir.
And we have all these deficiencies?
Well, most of the deficiencies from the last time I was able to get in, they were correct. And then they only had a few items to correct that I had to go in and visibly see, not from their word. But every time I tried to get in from the last meeting that we had, from me talking to the owner and trying to set up appointments to go inside to see it, I was never able to. They were never able to set up a time for me to get in.
What do you mean when you say you were never able to? You were obviously trying to set up an inspection. So what's the problem with the owner and or the tenant?
I don't really know. I mean, I think they're not on the best of terms.
The owner and the tenant?
Correct.
What's that got to do with you?
Whenever I try to get in touch with the tenant to set up, I always try to go through the owner to get in contact with the tenant. Because whenever I try to get in contact with the tenant, I'm leaving voicemails, but I'm not getting returns.
From the owner?
From the tenant.
I'm sorry, from the tenant.
Yes.
Is the owner cooperating?
The owner is, they're trying to get the tenant to comply. But as far as I can see, they're not connecting, and which is trickling down to me. It's not connecting with me.
All right, I'm going to fine the respondent the sum of $150 per day, commencing July 6, 2017, and continuing each day thereafter, and continuing to accrue each day thereafter. Until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000. Case number 4, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated. Counselor, you're here for the respondent. If you would please announce your presence.
Attorney Joel Osborne here for GEA Seaside.
All right. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine, failure to obtain required residential rental license. But actually, it's here for the imposition of fine if no residential rental license application was submitted, as I recall. We went back and checked the minutes to make sure of that. All right, let's hear from the city first with regard to the imposition of the fine.
Your Honor, applicant has applied for the rental license, and we are recommending the ordinance for inspection by 8/2/17.
All right, so the application's been submitted?
Yes, Your Honor.
And that's what they were required to do before today?
That's correct.
Counselor? City is suggesting that city ought to be able to get in there and conduct this inspection by August 2, 2017. Let's say you do that.
We have no problem with that, Your Honor.
Since you haven't had an opportunity to inspect the property, we're not prepared to talk about a compliance date yet.
That's correct.
Okay. And I will order the respondent.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rehelger. We do have a couple of citizens in the audience who would like to speak.
Okay. Did we have anyone else who wanted to be heard on this matter?
My name is Kristen Spann. I live at 1455 North Grandview Avenue.
You raise your right hand, please, ma'am. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I have photos of properties where Mr. Aberman is still advertising them for rent. I'm not sure if this is something he was allowed to do or not. There was some discussion at the last hearing that He was not to advertise, I believe it was the properties that were currently unoccupied. And
these aren't the unoccupied properties that are in front of us today.
Okay, so this would not be the fact that he's advertising.
As I recall, through the minutes, they had until August 2 to submit applications for all the unoccupied properties. I'm going to check that. Mr. McKelch found a respondent in non-compliance. Will the respondent apply for the rental license application for the unoccupied properties by August 2, 2017?
Okay.
So
that's kind of what I was thinking.
Unoccupied properties.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Then I will order the respondent to make this property available for inspection by the City of Daytona Beach. Incident 2, its residential rental license application before August 2, 2017, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Does that take care of that one?
And the continuation of the compliance date.
Thank you. And we will also continue the determination of the compliance date to our August 8, 2017 meeting. Will August 1 to August 8 give the city enough time to be able to determine what's going to be required to come into compliance and how much time may be necessary?
Yes.
All right, very good. All right. Case number 5, GEA Seaside Investments, 508 Eastwood Lane. Here for the imposition of a fine. Let's say the city.
Your Honor, GEA has applied for the rental license, and we are asking the same for an order of inspection by 8/2/17.
Okay, just out of curiosity, as far as cases 4 through 17, are there cases in which Seaside has not applied for the rental residential rental license?
Yes, cases 11 through 17, those are those were ordered for the later date, is that correct?
No. All of them have been done. He's applied for everything that's on the docket, the agenda, and paid for it.
Even 10?
Even 10?
We paid for
$100. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We paid for everything.
Okay, yes. Yes, Your Honor.
All right, we finished case 4, so let's set that aside. So for cases 5 through, and I'm not here to rush anybody, so let's think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cases 5 through 17.
Have all been paid for, applied and paid for.
Applied and paid for.
Yes.
And for each of those cases, is the same relief going to be requested by the city, that being that an inspection be conducted before August 2, 2017?
Yes.
And again, I'm not trying to rush anything here, but if you're telling me all these have the same common denominators here, mm-hmm. All right, let's say GEA Seaside.
Me and Ms. Davis spoke outside. With all the properties, we don't feel like it will be hard because me and her are going to coordinate. We feel like we can get all the properties done by August 2nd, you said?
Correct.
So GEA Seaside has no problem getting all the inspections done by August 7th on every one of those.
Again, I don't want to rush anything. You want to look through this agenda, or are you satisfied all the facts and circumstances are the same for each of these cases?
We're satisfied.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then, with regard to cases 5 through 17, I will order the respondent to make these properties available for inspection by the City of Daytona Beach before August 2, 2017. Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. And I will continue until August 8, 2017, the determination of a compliance date. And I said that right?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
No, you're
all in agreement.
Yes, Your Honor.
Very good. Good luck to you all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Case number 18, Firma Family Land Trust. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
Your Your Honor, staff is recommending an order of noncompliance for the next cutoff date. Staff has no contact with the tenant, and is not unoccupied.
Based on our, based on the city's presentation, noting the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. In order the respondent to commit to compliance by August 2, 2017, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Now, this is a short meeting. Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate? And do we have anyone here who wants to say anything while we're here about anything on this morning's agenda? I don't want to deny anybody an opportunity to have their chance to say whatever they want to say. Go forward, folks.
Hello, my name is Annalise Trader. And I know that there had been a question.
Sorry.
Yep, no problem.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know that there had been a question about the advertisement of Mr. Aberman's properties, and I wanted to address that. Mr. Aberman has been ordered not to advertise his properties, and he has continued to do so. In fact, as of this morning, 615 Wisteria, 25 Peninsula Avenue, 13 South Peninsula Avenue, and 121 Grant Avenue are all being advertised as available for rent on his websites, which I do have print-offs of as of this morning.
Are these the occupied or unoccupied properties? Do you know?
I'm
know right off the top of my head.
Well, 615 is on this agenda. So
615 is a single property, but it is being advertised as available. And of those properties that are on the docket today, eight of them have unpaid liens against them. 121 Grandview, 21 and 13 Peninsula, 615 Wisteria Road, 216 Morningside Avenue, 508 Eastwood, 329 and 311 Hollywood, my former residence, including my other former residence on the docket for next month, 507 Phoenix. These liens total $171,900.84 and date back to 2008 with 216 Morningside. I'm concerned about this because it seems that Mr. Aberman again and again gets chance after chance after chance. He is not paying his fines appropriately, and he does just enough to sidestep having to make sure to bring everything into compliance. Now, the rental licenses may very well be the first step to getting him to come into compliance with these properties. However, you know, next month when he comes up and says, I didn't have the time or something happened, is this court going to continue to allow him to sidestep these things and give him time and time again?
Unfortunately, I appreciate your exasperation at the situation, and I'm glad I'm not in your shoes. That having been said, at the same time, as I sit here, and I know you don't want to hear it, but I have to be mindful of Mr. Aberman's rights as well.
I
have to be certain that whatever penalty I issue, should there be one, is justified. And my point is, and I don't mean to cut you off, and I don't mean to preempt what you have to say, there's a time and a place for all of it. But I am absolutely, you know, I remember you from last month. I'm mindful of y'all's situation. I'm not going to ignore it. And Mr. Aberman, I would like to think right now, understands he's under a bit of a microscope. And with that, I can only assume that he'll have enough sense to do what we tell him to do. Failing that, I'll be listening to testimonials from people like you when it comes to making a determination as to what, if anything, he should be fined.
Thank you for your reassurances.
Well, I can assure you of that.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Amy Pyle, 136 South Grandview. I'll make this quick.
Hang on. Oh. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't get a chance to look at the minutes, but I, and correct me if I'm wrong, he was not to advertise only on the unoccupied properties. Okay, there are unoccupied properties just south of Peninsula. I don't know the numbers right off the top of my head. They're not on today's docket. They still have large permanent signs advertising his business out front with a phone number, and it says for rent, and the buildings are...
You need to bring that to the attention of the city attorney and the city inspector.
Okay.
Because we will be having a meeting on August 8, 2017.
Yes.
And at that point in time, the question is going to arise
gotcha.
As to whether he should be subjected to a fine for having violated this order. And as you, if, as you say, and I don't have any reason to doubt you, mm-hmm. but present that information to the city, and if, as you say, he has violated that order, he'll be dealt with.
Okay, great. So those accrue until that item comes before this board.
Yes,
Perfect. Thank you very much. If I could have one more opportunity. Do you need to swear me in?
No, you're
okay.
Sworn.
Okay. Just for the court's information, I did some research, and Mr. Aberman's been sued April 10th, 2017 for failure to pay for labor finders on his properties. It's been filed in the court. He hasn't paid for the labor that so if he complains about the fact that he's looking for help, can't find help, la 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 la, it's because he's not paying his bills. Fifth Third Bank is suing him for foreclosure on his home at 442 Peninsula. That was filed June 27th, 2017. And 21st Mortgage Company is suing him for foreclosure for 121 South Grandview, which I believe was on the docket today. In the amount of $190,802.72 in a foreclosure process. And this is with him being discharged from his bankruptcy. Those properties are about to be foreclosed on. And if the city attorney would like photos of those properties with the advertising, that was just information for
thank you. All right, do we have any other miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate? If not, we're